Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Pits of hell. We're here to replace you with soy and estrogen products. Because apparently we've become a food review show.
Oh, a food review
show. Food.
Food review.
Sorry.
You scared me.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Wilbur, and I've got to change my underwear. I just got a brown streak running down it now. Thanks. Wasn't ready for that.
Oh my gosh. I'm seeing this list. And do you see the big one? For me personally.
Okay, hold on. Under the ingredients, like list.
Don't say it because
the big one.
This one I didn't realize. I'm critically allergic to fake meat.
Oh, let me find it. I know where it is. This is great. I don't know.
It's only in three of the products. Anyways, what are we doing today?
There's a lot. Wilbur. So we're gonna go over what's in the fake meat, like the Beyond Burgers, the stuff that they put on TV that's good for you, guys. You know, this red meat, eating meat is just so cruel and mean.
It is.
But in general,
yes.
Eating meat is cruel and mean, and it's bad. They have thoughts and feelings, too.
They do.
And you shouldn't eat them. You shouldn't ever eat them.
They're so tasty. It's not my fault.
Oh, like when deer overpopulate and then people are wrecking their cars into them, potentially killing human beings. You don't want us to hunt and kill and eat deer? You'd rather someone wreck their car and die?
Yeah.
We need to hunt.
Treat animals good.
Yeah, treat it with respect.
Okay, now I'm drawing a blank on this website that I just seen. So, funny thing on Facebook, me, Daniel. That I get a lot is like all the PETA stuff, like the algorithm pushes to me.
Yeah, it's rigid.
Which I
get it.
All for ethic treatment of animals.
Yes.
Ethical. I don't know why I said ethic. We're very tired.
At this show, DW Conspiracy Jacket is 100% on the side of ethical treatment of animals.
I will eat those animals.
Absolutely.
But they should have a good life. Like, I'm raising all these meat chickens in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
I walk up and pet them. Like, they have no worries. They have no strife.
Right, right.
But they are going to the butcher's in a week and a half.
Yep. And they're going to be delicious.
And they're going to be way too big.
And then, well,
they're going to be little turkeys.
That's all right.
And
it's more food for you.
And one of the turkeys is going to be butchered here in a couple months.
I got a meat grinder. You want to make some homemade chicken nuggets out of one?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Chicken nuggets have always turned my stomach.
Well, now you can see what's all going in them.
Well, I know what's going in them.
Just breast meat.
What? No, it's plants now.
No. We're going to make them right.
Now, real homemade chicken nuggets, Grandpa and Grandma used to make.
Yeah.
But it was diced. They didn't use, like, the cartilage and stuff like that still.
Right.
They still just pulled,
like, meat. I want to use just meat. I don't want all that extra crap in it.
I don't remember him grinding it. He, like, what did he use? Maybe he did grind it. Because I think he pounded it and used, like, this weird cutting thing.
Maybe.
And then he'd paste them together and then bread them.
Many ways to skin a cat.
What is today's episode about?
Oh, we said, I think. We're going to cover what ingredients are in the fake meat, the Beyond Beef, the Beyond, the 3D printed meat, the meat they're presenting to us that's coming out of a machine that's printing them.
So they're going to do the plant-based first, and then we'll move on to 3D.
Okay.
They're different things.
Yes, they are. Yes.
I mean, as far
we're covering both.
Yes, they're both horrible.
Yeah, correct.
They're both different. And they're not horrible as in if you have a health allergy to like meat proteins, which exist, then this may be the best alternative for you.
If you want to consume.
If you want to do this. But there is this big fake push, I guess, with how healthy these things are. These aren't healthy items.
No. It's like...
The South Park episode is the best thing.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay, I haven't watched it. So they did this thing where it's... what is it? What's the fake meat? Is it not meat? What's the
Beyond
company?
Beyond
Meat.
Yeah.
So this is like... The fake company in the show is like Past Meat or Exceeding Meat or something like that. So, and it's like the dark version of Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm a goo man. I sling goo. But he's like the dark version of Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
So they're trying to push this into schools. And the whole thing with the schools is like, we're trying to make the school lunch. Like, it's, oh, what's it? Wendy. It's like, trying to make the school lunch healthier, blah, blah, blah. And Cartman fights back because they get rid of like Taco Tuesday or Meatloaf Wednesday or something like that.
Yeah.
And he explodes and he ends up in the hospital having a heart attack with how stressed everybody makes him.
Yeah.
So at the very end, he comes back and he's in the hospital gown. His butt cheeks are out.
Yeah.
And he's got his little walker and he comes up. They're all watching him because it's like, is he going to snap again? Because, you know, Cartman's very dangerous.
Oh, yeah. He's very emotionally vulnerable.
Well, he ground up his, apparently was his own, it was Scott Tenorson's dad, which parents. Is his dad. In the newest, it comes back around that it's his dad because he played in the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, and he served it to him as in chili.
Anyway, so he gets it, he eats it, and he's like, I thought you guys wanted to make the school lunch healthier. This is worse than anything we've ever had. He's like, it's so processed and machine manipulated and extruded through a tube. He's like, if you guys would have told me this from the beginning, I'd have been all on board. I thought you wanted plants.
Yeah.
And then they all look around and like, oh gosh, he's right.
Yeah.
That this isn't
not healthy. Better. Yeah.
It's gray goo. But yeah. Oh, the pea. Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. So we're going to talk about ingredients. This is the Wilbur over there found this site, cleanfoodfacts.com. It takes you forever to find anything borderline non-bias about what the heck is in this crap.
Okay. Oh, you mean it's not from this website?
No, this website, general, yeah.
In general, it does, yes. Because, you know, it's presented on TV it's as a healthier alternative.
It's not.
And it's not. It's really not.
Well, like I said, though, if this is the only thing you can get,
it's
sure. Like, if you want to eat this.
Yeah, but I would, I mean, I'm no doctor. We're not
doctors.
Not at all. But I wouldn't recommend eating a chemical oil, soy-filled replacement than just.
Those are the best things.
The natural thing.
So far.
The natural, yeah. And I mean, touched all the hundreds of chemicals and names you can't even pronounce. I don't understand how, well, I think we've been propagandized to the point by the food industry. And the media, obviously, and also
prophesized.
Maybe that
patronized.
There we go. We've all been patronized, but
politicized.
100% the food's been politicized, but we all think that this stuff is
paracized.
Good for you. That's not a word.
I don't know. I just made it up.
That was a good one.
Daniel wanted to feel part of the show.
It sounded real.
You say anything with enough gusto,
right? Like a. You just sound like a Southern Baptist preacher.
A couple weeks. So I know we're bulk recording these for reasons. In a couple weeks when we start recording them again, we need to just play the debate. I haven't seen it. We can't watch the debate until we do it. I want to do it live.
The circus?
Not like live, right, but like right. We'll play it and you'll just give
commentary.
Watch these two dementia-ridden rich old men fight
about
golf scores.
Yeah, and problems that don't... bother or affect our lives.
Racial radical jungle. That's what Biden said.
About I know. I don't know.
His kids.
Going I don't want my kids growing up in a
racial radical jungle.
Yeah.
He said racial radical jungle.
Yeah. Well, nice man.
Talking about how black people should stay in their own communities.
Yeah.
That's Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make that very clear.
Of course.
But I think like, but we talked about off air that people forgot that this was an old racist man. 40 years ago.
Yeah, like very. Locked up, wrote the crime bill that locked up more black people than probably any other bill in history that targeted black communities, that broke up the black family core and put a lot of the dads in prison so the kids were raised by single mothers, and it was a perpetual cycle that keeps going.
Oh, I don't know what happened. Big brother stepped in. Oh, excuse me. I'm drinking my gluten-free.
I think Big Biden stepped in. He's like, Irish
apple juice.
I wrote that damn bill. Come on, man. You know the thing. Get out of here.
You Susie?
Get your face out of your ears, you Susie. You Susie pony licker.
Yeah. See, I know he didn't say that, but I could imagine him saying that.
Like, he said something, pony licker.
Oh, no, he called him a pony rider.
That's something weird.
I think he called him a pony rider.
Remember when he called that guy fat and challenged him to push-ups?
No. I remember when he was talking to that big steel worker, is what he called him. Come on, get your facts straight, you pony rider.
Right, yeah.
And he's just like, he's mad, but he's like, what did you just say to me?
I said, that's how you scramble him.
Oh, back when I was born in 1840, that was a high insult.
Right, yeah.
Because we only rode horses, not ponies.
That's probably what it means.
Ponies were for the Mexicans. That's your president.
Yeah.
Not mine.
No, it's ours.
Nope.
Yes, it is.
This is my own country.
Well, in the shack. He's not the shack's president. No.
All right, back to ingredients.
Oh, yeah.
Plant-based meats.
Plant-based meats. So, yeah, Bill Gates has a lot of these companies.
Yeah, I'm going to say all of them.
Probably.
So you got the list pulled up, right?
Sure, yeah.
Do you see the one that's really deadly to me?
I haven't gone through them yet.
It's the top eight.
Okay, one, two. Copper sulfate.
Yes.
Copper sulfate.
Which is bad for most life. Like, a lot of times people don't realize where your hair is falling out and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
It's copper sulfate. It's copper sulfate poisoning.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go.
So I'm looking up what it is in. It's in Vias.
No, it's Ives veggie ham.
Ives? Is that how you say that?
Yeah, or Eves. Yeah, Eves.
Eves or Ives?
Eves.
Y-B-E-S?
Yeah.
Okay. Veggie ham, veggie salami, and veggie turkey. So copper sulfate is a preservative. It's extremely toxic in high doses. Here's the thing with this, and we talk about chemistry and stuff like that. High doses are different for every chemical.
Absolutely.
PPT is parts per 1,000. PPM is parts per
million.
Million. There's one in the middle I can never remember, the parts per 100,000.
Okay.
Which I don't think it's like HT.
Right, yeah.
I don't remember what it has its own thing. Same with PPB, parts per billion.
Hmm.
So, like, when we talk about selenium, for example, it's so toxic, we measure it in PPB.
Okay.
Parts per billion.
Okay.
Billion, because it takes such a little level for it to be high quantities that PPBs is the most appropriate way to measure toxicity.
Okay.
When stuff like, you know, it's hard to, you know, some more weaker chemicals or something in the middle like this, you know, you'd probably talk about PPM.
Right.
You know, parts per million.
Right. Because
it's a little easier to measure. Or stuff that's, like, really not toxic, like water, for example. Like, it can be, sure. But, you know, you'd probably measure it in parts per 1,000.
Right.
Or parts per 100.
Just depends on the level of this stuff is. Do you know how you measure a Bill Gates? By what?
PPL.
PP small.
Oh, I was going to lack of.
Oh, yes. Same thing.
I made my own thing up.
Inverted, yes. Or
man tits.
That was the other one. I was literally going to say that.
I was literally listening to the episode where you screamed that the other day. It came on my autoplay, and it keeps sounding like you're saying mantids, like praying mantises.
Cool. Maybe that would confuse the algorithm.
It really is. It's like mantids.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's a praying mantis?
Yeah.
What?
He's a bug man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm messing with the algorithm.
So copper sulfate is extremely toxic at high doses, which is why most of us use it as a...
I don't know.
Pesticide.
Oh, seriously?
It kills everything.
Wonderful. Let's put it in our food.
It can affect human health at doses of roughly 0.75 milligrams. As an additive, copper sulfate is inconsistent with clean eating ideologies.
But it's low in carbs.
Yeah, because everything's dead. So that's not even the first one.
So that means it's good for you, right? Harold, let's just go back and forth because I picked one now.
Okay.
All right. My pick, canola oil.
Oh, that's an interesting one to pick.
Mm-hmm. I picked it because...
What was your little thing about it?
Well, I mean, first we say what it's in. That's what we did.
It's got 55 products listed. My only had three.
I was just going to say, I'm not going to list all that. I'm going to say canola oil is literally, we almost use it in just about everything.
Sure.
And a lot of restaurants, a lot of them use it to like cook and use it as their oil, their main oil. Mm-hmm. Where's canola oil come from? Do you know?
Canola seeds.
Canola seeds? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Cannolis?
Yeah, no, squeeze cannolis. The canola oil is the leftover residue after Italians make cannolis.
I just don't know what a canola seed is.
Let me look it up. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, you're right. It is from a canola seed. I just don't know what a canola seed
is. Oh, I was right? I'm like, yeah. It's like a little, it's like, you know what rape seed is?
Yes.
It's like rape seed, okay. As far as I understand.
Which is also not good for you.
You know, yeah, I mean.
The oil is not.
Yeah.
So, from what I understand in my
rape seed is like, why they use it is because, for like, we don't really grow it much in the U.S.
Yeah.
It's a U.K. product mostly.
Uh-huh.
Because they've killed their soil so much that it's about the only thing that grows.
Grows there. Makes sense, yeah.
Have you ever seen rapeseed plants?
Uh-uh.
They look like they're dead when they come out of the ground.
Makes sense.
They're struggling.
Well, from what I understand, my own personal research is any sort of seed oil is not good for your body.
I don't know if I agree with that a wholeheartedly stance.
From what I've read, the things I've read up on it, seed oil...
Sunflower seeds?
Even sunflower seed oil.
Corn?
Yes.
Those are all seeds. What are you going
to
use then?
So they recommended sticking to like olive oils and avocado oils as being your top
avocado two. Avocado is horrible.
Why is that?
It's environmentally destructive. Do you know more people are killed?
Well, I guess, but eating the oil is more healthy for you, I guess.
Maybe.
If you're stuck, if you have to pick an oil.
And olive oil almost doesn't exist anymore. Almost all olive oil... That comes.
You're raining on the healthy stuff, the parade of the healthy stuff.
I'm just saying that it's not.
Well, we need more then.
It's considered rotten. Did you know that?
What's that?
Most olive oils we get are cut olive oils, first off. Oh. So they're cut with other oils.
Right. You got to source it from a proper source.
You won't find it here in the U.S. It's like $100 a bottle. It's crazy. I was literally watching Gordon Ramsay talk about how hard it is to get actual olive oil.
We need to start growing olives.
No.
I'm going to start squeezing them from the jar.
Squeeze a turkey and get turkey oil.
Ooh, beef tallow.
If you squeeze any animal enough, you'll get oil out of it.
Honestly, beef tallow is probably the best thing to fry in, to cook with.
Yeah, I like tallow.
And they used to use it in all the restaurants like McDonald's when they first started, things like that. Like,
oh, no, yeah.
Everything was fried in beef tallow.
I remember the big squares.
You know what they switched to? Almost all of them, canola oil.
Yeah.
Of things like that, and seed oils. They all switched to seed oils.
What about sunflower oil?
I don't know. In particular, I'm sticking to the main seed oils.
A lot of the olive oil is sold is actually rotten, is what it's considered. It's not like rotten as meat,
right?
But it's bad olive oil.
Oh, okay.
So you can still consume it when it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of compounds that are associated with it going bad that are not good for you.
Oh, gotcha. Well, I'm learning more.
Mm-hmm. And there's a big problem with them cutting it too.
Well, I'm sure there is, absolutely. But that's everything too now.
I mean, you can say whatever you want about Gordon Ramsay, but
yeah,
him. He talked about it a lot with. How hard it is to get actual olive oil.
Yeah.
And how actually rare it is.
Hmm.
He's like, so when you go to your supermarket or whatever.
Yeah.
And you walk around and you see 50 or 60 different bottles of olive oil. No, there's probably three that aren't. There are olive oil.
Okay.
Or true olive oil.
Right, Right. The actual authentic thing. And from oil from an olive.
If I remember, I'll post. Oh, no. You actually. Everybody, go check out. The DW Conspiracy Shack Instagram.
If you can find it.
Well, you better have it signed up by the time this episode comes out.
I might have to.
Well, you should post that video on there.
Yeah, I probably should. Yeah.
About Gordon Ramsay kind of talking about it. Because he goes to a supermarket and he does this.
Yeah.
Where he breaks down the real everything. Versus fake.
Yeah.
And just kind of showing people.
I think it's good.
And he'll tell you, you know, you get what you pay for kind of deal. Because he's like, yeah, I have restaurants that have $12 cheeseburgers.
Right.
And I have restaurants that have $150 plates.
Right, yeah.
And he's like, so you know, like.
Know what you're getting, just, yeah. paying for, yeah.
I can't put, you know, Wagyu beef hamburgers for $12.
Right.
But I can make a really good $12 hamburger.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, I'm just saying.
It says here, canola oil is a heavily processed vegetable oil. To separate oil from the canola seed, manufacturers use a solvent called hexane.
That's what it is, yeah.
Which is a known human neurotoxin and suspected of damaging reproductive and fetal health. Most hexane is evaporated off, but small amounts remain in the final product.
So then where does vegetable oil come from?
That's a good question, ain't it?
It's like I don't know.
I think you're onto something, though, because I think I've looked this up years ago, and it's not like what you think.
Oh, I can believe that. I mean, Okay, is that it for yours?
That's it for canola oil. I'm looking up right now what vegetable oil made of.
Oh, there's some really good ones on here.
Here it is, since I got it right here. Vegetable oil is extracted from various types of seeds, fruits, nuts, grains. It's an amalgamation of like everything. They just throw it together.
Because the vegetable's not real.
Right, like vegetable
Have we ever talked
oil.
About that on the show?
What?
Vegetables aren't real. There's no such thing as a vegetable.
Right, there's leaves, stems, roots, and whatnot.
No, so vegetable is not a biological term.
Okay.
It is a grocery store term.
Okay.
Anything sold in the produce aisle technically can be a vegetable.
Okay.
Fruits can be vegetables.
Right.
Berries can be vegetables. Leafed plants can be vegetables.
Oh, okay.
Vegetable is not a biological term.
Gotcha.
Just putting that out
there. Wow, Daniel. You know your biology stuff.
All right. Now, my next one is Soylent Green.
No, it's not.
Did you see that one?
No. Is it on there?
Cara Greena. Okay. Which all it made me think of was Soylent Green.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
I don't know. It looks horrible in the picture. It's an added... So, Cara Greena is an additive extracted from red algae to use it as a thickener and a preservative. It has been tied to intestinal inflammation, bloated irritable bowel syndrome, and even colon cancer in a lot of animal tests and even human cell tests.
Hmm. Wonderful.
Oh, here, we want to know what's in?
Yes.
Almost all 365 whole foods meat plant-based burger products.
Wonderful.
So anything you buy at Whole Foods is the 365 whole foods that is the plant-based, it has it in it.
Got that stuff in it.
Good and Gather, which is a Target brand, plant-based ground beef. Okay. Mei Wu, vegan beef chunks, has it in it. Nature's Find, but it's F-Y-N-D. Breakfast patties, which are like little sausage knockoffs.
Mm.
And Worthington's meatless salami rolls.
Oh, sounds delicious. Wow.
Salami's already questionable to me.
Right, exactly.
And then it's like, okay, then what the hell's in salami when you took all the meat out?
Yeah, let's put this. Yeah, fake salami meat? It's like fake bologna. That's going to be coming next. They probably already have it.
Oh, my gosh. There's some bad ones in here. Just like looking at this and like seeing like, I know it's your pick, but.
Oh, like, gotcha. Oh, okay.
Magnesium carbonate.
Yeah.
Which is not used for anything food production ever. And it's in products. It's
wasn't just, that what is found?
Yeah, it's the UFO stuff.
Wow.
It's yes to get UFOs. Anyways, continue.
All right, I'll do disodium. I can't even say it. Gunulate.
Oh, which one are you?
Disodium gunulate.
It's gum. It's like gum.
Oh, okay, gunulate.
I know it's not gunulate. Spelled like that.
Yeah,
but like Guam.
Yes, guanulate. Like guanulate. Yeah. Okay. So I only picked it because I know it's similar, and it even says it right here when I pulled it up. It's close. It's like MSG, monosodium glutamate.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe we're wondering if that's glutamate. But anyways, disodium guanulate is an inexpensive flavor enhancer used to mimic meaty or savory flavors. It's a flavor additive. Disodium guanulate is inconsistent with clean eating ideology. So it's a chemical they're putting in your food to make it taste better to you, to make it taste more like meaty and savory and umami, a chemical. And it's in a lot of products. Morningstar mostly is the brand. Your turn.
Transglutenism. Ooh. And it's not transglutenmanias, nicknamed the meat glue. It's a plant enzyme used to cook and bind ingredients together. Individuals with compromised immune systems have been advised not to consume these products because it can worsen some illness, including Crohn's and calyx disease. Calyx?
You're close. It's something, I think you're something different.
The Mei Wu products. Mei Wu vegan products have this in it.
What was it again? Which?
Trans. Glutamarias, something
okay,
like that.
Okay, so just a chemical, another like chemical mm-hmm. derivative. Wonderful. Let's put it in our food. It's going to make it so much better.
Like none of this screams food at me.
Here's a good one, and this isn't not just the fake food. It's in a lot of food. Actually, I wonder if it's on your... Check your Angry Orchard, see if this one's
in gosh. There. Which one, Red 40?
Nope, it would be called Natural Flavors.
Oh, yeah. This one, right on the front of the can.
Is it on there?
Mm-hmm.
Natural flavor. It's in this too. Citric acid is another one. I want to see if it's on here, but natural flavor. So natural flavors is almost in everything, just about. Mm-hmm. And I've heard some things.
I just watched a video last night when I was falling asleep, and I don't remember it.
I've heard something
about what was in natural flavors.
I heard some things like it's the weird stuff with like
human.
Yes.
Yeah.
If like fetus strain. Like MRC5
so
is
committing deadly sin without knowing it, so you can't ask for repentance.
Yes. Which is, they put this stuff also in vaccines too. But it says natural flavors on this website, it says natural flavors aren't derived from the food they're mimicking, and they can be contaminated by trace amounts of undesirable chemicals that occur naturally in a plant and animals, but aren't safe to consume. Despite their natural origin, they're also highly processed. Flavoring is also often the mark of low quality processed food. Natural flavoring is a sign of that. But it really is. If you see like natural flavors, and think about that. Natural flavors. It's supposed to list the ingredient, what's on it. Natural flavor isn't anything. It can be, it isn't anything. It could literally be anything. Anything. It's a blank slate. Market under natural flavor. But, sir, it's...
So that's, you know, like how a lot of those things get avoided, like the FDA.
Right.
You know how to get around the FDA?
It's wordplay.
Well, yeah, it's just to call yourself a supplement.
Right, yeah, because there's
food to drink, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Like energy drinks, that's how they get around it. They're a supplement, they're a vitamin supplement.
Mm-hmm. And there's no market, or there's just no regulation on supplement market.
No, there's no regulation on supplements.
It's not considered a food.
They can kill people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's no regulation on it, like agency being like, yeah, don't do this much.
Right.
All right. Mela Todaraxian.
Ooh.
It's the big tub.
Okay.
Mela Todaraxian is used to thicken and extend the shelf life of extremely processed foods. It's highly processed and contains no natural value other than adding bulk to foods. This is a filler agent. Mm. It is also high glycemic index and cause extreme spikes in blood sugar, as well as giving harmful bacteria like Salmonella and E. coli better chances at surviving the digestive tract. It's in everything. It's in 42 of the like 60 products.
Right. It's in a ton of
Alpha products, Beyond Meat products. I'm just gonna do the companies. Franklin Farms products. Garden is the name of the company,
mm-hmm.
but it's not spelled like a garden.
Right, okay.
Hungry Planet, Jimmy Dean, Loa Linda's.
A lot of Mei crap.
Woo, Morningstar, which was the early one. Morningstar has been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably the oldest one on this list. Meatless Selects. Omnipork, which I've seen. Pigless Pork. Quan Meatless. Oop, my exit. Rice and Roost. It's in everything. I can keep going, but it's in everything.
Wonderful. Let's put it in our food. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to make it taste. It's a filler, too, so.
Oh, it's going to just make you healthy and full. It's just going to make you happy, too. It's going to make sure you definitely don't have to get sick and go to the hospital and then have to, you know, spend money on those pesky medical bills that are overcharged and overpriced so the insurance company can make theirs and so can the management run the hospital make theirs. But don't pay the nurses and the doctors, you know, doing the work. Let's just make sure the upper management run the place gets their check. You know what I mean? It's very important. So is the insurance company. They do great work for us. They've got to make sure they get paid, you know? And none of this will funnel you right to them. None of this. Let's do Red 40. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, it's probably the worst one on this list.
Red 40, not only is it in our fun Beyond Fake Meat products, but it is in just about every other processed food that has a shade of red near it. Red 40 is an artificial food dye suspected of causing hyperactive behavior in children. Now, I actually know someone that removed red food dye from their kids' products, and within a major behavior change.
Yeah.
Major. And immediately from just a diet change. So I know people personally that would vouch for that one at least. Yeah.
You are what you eat, I think, at the end of the day. I know we said that before on this show, but I think it's very important that that's an old saying that I said as a kid, but I guess I didn't know entirely that it is very truthful. And anytime you consume these chemicals and these products, they become part of you. They embed themselves within you. Your body consumes them and uses them as energy. And oh, it's just the more and more you eat, the more and more that becomes part of you. So I don't know. I'm just thinking in my head, you know, when you're consuming food, do you want that to be fueling your body? Or would you prefer maybe a healthier, more positive option? Like positive, I mean like high energy, high vibrational food.
Starlight.
Huh?
You need to feed off of starlight.
That sounds just beautiful.
This is gross.
What is
it? Why don't you go ahead and go? I'm working on the next one. Just so you know, I found an article talking about how Japan's 3D printing whole eels.
Oh my gosh.
And I can't find a video of it.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's horrible to watch.
100% sure.
An eel get 3D printed.
Yeah. I'm just going to go with another big hitter. Refined processed white sugar.
Oh, I think we talked about that a couple episodes ago.
Okay. Well, it's in everything.
Or no, continue. I'm just saying that okay. That was one of those like poisons in the food.
Yeah, absolutely. It's in everything. I just think it's worth adding. Just pay attention to how much stuff sugar is put in. And sugar's awful for the human diet. It's just it's bad for your body, it's bad for your brain. It's harmful, and then your stomach will crave it, and it will create a gut biome that craves sugar. And those gut biomes craving that aren't always the most positive things for you and your body. This little snippet here says, regardless of whether sugar comes from sugarcane, beets, corn, or another source, diets high in added sugar increase the risk of diabetes, high blood pressure, unhealthy cholesterol levels, obesity, and more. Added sugars are also addictive and should be avoided wherever possible. Words ending in ose, O-S-E, like, for example, dextrose, maltose, glucose often indicate added sugar. I think that just worth saying, sugar. Get off sugar. Start eating quail. You need a little extra flavor added to your meal. Don't reach for the sugar. You know what you reach for? You reach into the cabinet for flavors of the forest, Bigfoot breath, raw garlic dust, small batch seasonings. You know, in every single batch created, enjoy the health benefits of, and the flavor of raw garlic. We freeze and dry the highest quality ingredients raw to capture the flavor you won't find in the store. We are one of a kind, like our big friend Bigfoot. Flavors of the Forest, Bigfoot Breath. You can get it at flavorsforest.com/corn. They got a bunch of new options, and they are all delicious. And you know what? They're not on this list because it's good for you.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry,
who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to KundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay, your turn.
So I'm done with that one.
Okay.
Do you want to move on to 3D printed?
Yeah, let's do 3D printed meat.
It's about the half mark, so.
Or 3D printed food? Just.
I have meat, so.
Okay,
I cannot find an ingredients list because it's the most of it is doing like they're doing the lab grown cells and with extruding technology. So they're growing flesh in this machine and then extruding it onto a patty and then handing you that steak or the patty.
Okay. Well, could you repeat that whole statement? But first let me say, all right, out there, I'm asking you, the audience, the listener, would you like this burger that was raised on your neighbor's farm by the farmer and his cow and worked, you know, you knew him and everything, the product he put in that, or would you prefer this 3D printed burger? That is, now do that whole part.
I'm not doing the whole thing again, but you know, it's
rinse and repeat.
Extruded.
Think about it. Just think about it. Put the two options in your head side by side.
Do you remember when PETA, or I can't remember.
Slammed that pie in Bill Gates' face?
No, but that was worth it.
The one amazing thing they did. Sorry.
No, it was they put like videos out of like farmers killing bug cows to butcher with like sledgehammers and stuff like that.
Jeez.
And I was just like, do you know how hard it is to kill a cow with a sledgehammer?
Extremely. Yeah. No sane farmer would do that.
And you'd be tired.
Yeah.
After you kill one cow, it would be a lot. It's just a lot.
I'm wondering, too, like if PETA will do set up stunts
like
that.
No, they got caught with that. They got caught doing
it. So they were doing it.
Not that one. I'm just saying. Okay. They've been caught with that, like
setting up stunts and
up things. Like a lot of dogs. Like, I can't remember. The one high-up guy that got caught with animal cruelty.
Mm-hmm.
Was like starving dogs and cats and stuff like that for pictures.
Yeah.
And putting them places.
Jeez.
The chicken farm was a big one.
They're awful people.
So the chicken farm one was a big one in the early 2010s. It's right when I started going to college. That this PETA guy had got a job at a chicken farm. And his whole thing was to infiltrate video and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And this chicken farm was actually doing everything appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
So he ended up getting fired. Because he was starting to do stuff inappropriately to film.
To get them caught.
I mean, they caught him mistreating animals and stuff like that and fired him.
Good.
And then he sued for, it was this whole big case, sued for wrongful termination and all this stuff, and then said that they were doing animal cruelty stuff.
Yeah.
It was a big, nasty thing.
I wish they would have caught him on camera doing all that.
So, well, they did. Oh, no, good. It was a fight for years.
Yeah.
So, you ready for lab-grown meat, 3D-printed meat? Lab to table.
Mm-hmm.
This is their new slogan.
Lab to table. I love it. It sounds healthy.
Made of lab-grown stem cells, 3D printed meat is an edible rendering of meat-like products. Lab-grown stem cells, 3D printed meat is an edible rendering of meat-like products created from the additive manufacturing process. Layer by layer, 3D printed meat is constructed, stratified, and biolinked that extrudes out of the 3D printer nozzle. This protein-packed print replica that looks and has the mouthfeel of conventional farm butchered meat down to the cellular level, to the point where they are considered genuine meat by the Good Foods Institute.
Well, now we know they're bull crap.
Isn't that the one we just were reading on?
The Good Food? No. Okay. That was us. No, it's something else.
While being highly customizable and slaughter-free.
Wow. Yeah, slaughter-free.
This is on their website, just so you know. I won't name this company. I'm reading off their website.
I'm so glad that I'm consuming slaughtered-free chemicals than that's probably harming the environment more than...
I always think it's funny when they show out the teeth
of
animals.
Yeah.
And show us and chimps. Because chimps are like fungivores, is the thing it was they call them.
They eat funguses?
Yeah, they're not. They don't exclusively eat fungus.
Oh,
but they say they're fungivores because we have the same teeth as them.
Mm-hmm.
And then this was posted one of those PETA pages, and then immediately after in the comments there's a video of a chimpanzee literally eating the face off of a monkey mm-hmm. and drinking its brain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, not predators at all.
Right? Yeah.
Aside from profit, established the novel technology behind 3D printed production. Has everything to do with meeting the growing demand for meat alternatives, addressing food waste, and developing sustainable solutions to combat climate change.
Climate change.
Now, before you go off, I want to say that let's say climate change is real and man-caused. Okay. Cows are not the driving factor.
Okay.
That's all I want to say.
But AOC said cow farts, and she put it in a bill.
It's concrete.
But that's not what she wrote.
It's concrete.
But she wrote, she didn't put that in her bill at all.
I can't remember if it's CO2. I think it's CO2. 44% of CO2 emissions on the planet come from concrete production. I never knew. We should do it. That'll remind me of the next episode. We have a lot of topics before we get there. I'll add that to the list.
How dare you?
How bad concrete production is yeah. for the world.
How dare you? You know, why didn't she mention that in her bill when she tried to propose lowering the carbon?
AOC.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's a bartender from New York that is a very good politician because she dances and makes music videos and she yells at politicians about things and stands up for the people that she doesn't represent. But she's supposed to represent. But she does all this stuff that's supposed to be good. She's been in there for almost eight years now and hasn't done anything good. She cried at the border when they had those kids locked up in cages at the border. But, oh yeah, I forgot to say that. It was Obama and Biden that built those cages. But she cried when she saw them because there was a Republican in office when she went down there. So it's bad now. It's bad that he didn't remove the cages that Obama and Biden put there.
I want to make this very clear.
She's a smart lady.
I'm reading this word for word off of their website.
Yeah.
How is 3D printed meat made?
Okay, let's hear this. This should be good.
So conventionally, when a mommy chicken and a daddy chicken love each other very much, they touch cloacas.
Mm-hmm. And then he deposits his sperm packet into her cloaca.
A spermophore.
And then she runs off into the yard.
She can use that for up to 14 days to fertilize eggs inside of her own body.
And she's just living life making eggs.
I'm working 9 to 5, trying to make some living things. Working 9 to 5. To begin, 3D printed meat process scientists biopsy a batch sample of animal stem cells, depending on the desired type of meat. Beef, pork, poultry, and even now fish.
Wait, animal stem cells?
Yeah, that's where it comes from, yes.
Wait a minute. Isn't that animal cruelty?
No, don't worry how to get we get stem cells.
Where do you get the stem cells from?
Huh? We ask them nicely for it, and they hand over a sample.
Oh, okay. Phew. I almost got offended.
These cells, stop it. Wilbur, I'm trying to read, and I got a lot to read.
You're a good reader, Daniel.
These cells undergo an in vitro prophylaxation process. I don't even...
In vitro prophylactic, probably.
No, it's not prophylactic.
Yeah, prophyla.
Pro-life-er-nation is how it breaks down.
Proliferation? Yeah, proliferation.
I don't think that's it either.
Let me see.
We'll deal with this later.
Let me see.
Stay over there. I'm going to hit you with something. Oh, gosh. Now you made me click off it. I lost it. Dang it.
Oh, dang it. What did you say? Dingleberry proliferation?
Yeah, dingleberries. Bathing in a nourishing, nutrient-dense serum with a climate-controlled bioreactor.
Can you please read that one more time, that whole thing?
These cells undergo in vitro proliferation.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a word, but I'm going to go with process. Okay. Bathing in the nourishing, nutrient-dense serum with a climate-controlled bioreactor.
Nurturing? What nutrient-rich serum?
Nourishing,
nutrient-rich. They didn't say one thing about what that serum, this magic serum, is at all.
That is beef juice. Chicken noodle soup.
It's probably some preservative chemical.
I think it's chicken noodle soup for the soul.
Oh, sure. For the soul. You might be right. Actually, you're right.
Over the course of several weeks, these cells multiply, interact, and differentiate into fat and muscle cells that make up bio-ink.
So they're growing animals, cells, in a lab.
In vats of nourishing, nutrient-dense serum.
Which is?
Nourishing.
Thank you. Thank you, Beyond, whatever their name is.
It's also nutrient-dense.
Nutrient dense must be healthy for you, right?
Yes, it's very nourishing.
Yes, nourishing. All the healthy sounding
words. Did you also know it's nutrient dense?
Wow, really? I should eat it.
Don't.
Where's my straw?
Then, okay, so we have it over several weeks. Cells multiply, interact, and differentiate into fat and muscle cells that make up bio ink. Then a robotic arm uses a nozzle to densify this paste-like cultured meat filament into fine layers atop one another. Then arms follow instructions of the uploaded digital file using computer-aided design, or CAD, software in order to replicate the correct shape, structure, and integrity of meat. 3D printed meat materials must be viscous yet firm enough to reproduce a structural model complex with accurate tissue viscularities, depending on the type of cut of meat.
I don't know about you, but that whole paragraph made my mouth water.
The printed product returns to a second incubation phase.
Oh my gosh.
Which allows stem cells differentiate and mature alongside as if they would inside of an animal. This is where muscle fibers fully form and the right densities, thickness, and length now to take shape. After a few more weeks, the lab-to-table meat is ready to be cooked and served. So this is like growing a pork chop or like a New York strip.
In a serum, yeah.
New and nourishing, nutrient rich.
Oh.
Some 3D printers skip the last step by incorporating lasers, which provide heating elements to cook the food as it is as it prints, simply as a creme blanche torch.
Oh, nice. Fancy.
You've seen the pictures of these meat, like the meat, right?
When they make it?
Yeah.
Or when it's done?
When it's done.
Oh, yeah.
So there are extrusion ones that, like, you can't just, like, take. So this is saying that it prints it, then it goes and grows more.
Right.
And then you eat it.
Yeah.
This isn't, like,
printing the.
Because you've seen the ones that print, like, and then you take the steak and it's all, like, mushed together.
Yeah.
That's a different thing.
Correct.
That's plant-based printed.
Right.
This is meat. Like, yeah. This is meat-based. Fake meat.
Or not fake, I mean lab-grown meat. Yeah, lab-grown meat from animal stem cells.
So what are the pros of 3D printed meat? I'm glad you asked, young Wilbur. I'm going to tell you.
I was.
Highly customizable.
Ooh, yes.
You can control the shape, structure, flavor profile, nutrient values of your food, and integrate different ingredients with the 3D printing process. Food scientist Brian Cork de la Toll told in Building, this is especially important for cultured meat industries to differentiate in texture, taste, color, and essential producing meat products on par with conventional meat industry. The goal is to not tell the difference.
Mm-hmm. You know what I really hate is when I can't add stuff to my ground beef.
Yeah,
hamburger.
You know when I really want to add barbecue sauce into my cow.
Dang it, I can't. I better just choose the 3D option. At least they can do it.
Yeah. Scalability. He also tells the author, who's also the author of 150 Food Science Questions, noted the accessibility scalability of the tailor-made meat without forfeiting personalizations. Each food item is more or less the same, he said, but it also offers the ability to customize in mass. So if you want to do a big run of extra fatty pork chops, which is coming back.
Yeah.
You know, lean pork has plagued the pork industry for a while because in the, I think it was the 80s, everybody pushed for lean pork and they switched their breeds.
Mm-hmm.
And now fatty pork's coming back.
Coming back, all right.
Fatty pork's a lot better.
Good.
I just had a fatty pork chop last night. It was really good.
Yeah.
That was your nickname in college.
Yeah, I was in high school, actually.
Fatty pork chop.
Yep.
All right. You ready for the next one?
Wait, that was it for that one?
Scalability, yeah. It's just easy to mass produce is all they're saying.
Oh, nice. Okay.
You just have a big vat of these pork chops growing.
Right, yeah. And then you just...
nutrient-rich
serum. All you do is turn the machine on. It just extrudes out patties like over and over and over.
You get a big fish net and then you fish them out of there like a lobster tank.
There we go. Okay.
That's the end process. Well, after they go back in the second time, it's like a big lobster tank.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how else to picture it.
I don't know.
Are they in their own little packets of serum or are they a big... like? If this is all today's pork chops.
Their own little packets. I bet each cell is grown by themselves in its own little container.
Not each cell.
Or each line of whatever meat that they're growing in their serum, the nutrient
serum. But when they're making them after they're printed, I bet you they all go into one big vat to age out.
Probably.
That's what I'm saying, is it's one big thing.
Okay, yeah.
There's 5,000 pork chops in this tray that are all still technically alive.
True, they're still growing.
Because they're still maturing and growing.
Yeah.
So they're still alive up until you eat them or they're frozen.
Ooh, so they're eating living live tissues. They're cooking live tissues?
Save it till after I read the next headline.
Okay.
Slaughter / cruelty free. Now you can scream.
They're growing these animals and then killing them in torturous ways, like out of a sci-fi movie where they're just strapped to a machine and going through like vats of nutrient-rich serum. And then burning them with lasers.
That's an XDW t-shirt.
What?
Nutrient-rich serum.
It's good for you. Got milk?
And you'll just be there. Oh, the guys we're going to have come on the show.
Which guys?
Oh, the Whatchamacallit boys.
Oh, yeah. We'll save that little surprise for them. We got some guests.
So biotech scientists have figured out how to harvest stem cells from livestock while keeping the actual animal alive and healthy. Aside from being a win for people who are against the consumption of animals for cruelty, these practices show promise in addressing the growing global demand for animal proteins related to the increase in population, rising incomes, urban sprawls, and aging communities.
Hmm. So where do you draw the line at what's cruel and what's not? What living thing? Is it a size thing?
I've said that forever.
Is it a size thing? Must be, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think
yeah.
You know, to me... the animal cruelty stuff is stupid, as in what I mean by that statement is that where you draw the line is ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
I have my line, and I'm fine with it. You draw your line wherever you want. I don't care. But to grow tofu, you have to kill everything on that piece of ground. Every vole, every rat, every snake, every spider, every bird.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes your tofu or your 3D printed soy or whatever. Doesn't matter. So you don't value their lives.
No, because it's...
or you don't value them as much as you do your value your food.
Or you don't value them as much as a cow or a chicken.
No, I'm saying you don't value them as much as you value your food.
Oh, right. Because
you're picking your food
soy over
them.
Yep.
So I think it's how much you can look at them in the face. A worm and a praying mantis and a snake.
Once it's already
hard to love.
Right.
Compared to a cow.
Once it's already on the plate.
Yeah.
You know, you can think about it and see like your meat from a cow. But then, you know, you get your veggie burger. You don't get to see all that process in my hand. And all the animals are killed to produce that.
If it's sentient ship is trying to, if that's where you draw your line,
then you're,
go listen to Crimson Corn podcast.
Yeah, because you're killing, everything you're eating is sentient.
Trees take care of their kids.
Yep.
Mushrooms talk to each other.
More than we do.
A lot more. So my next one you're going to love, Wilbur. Going to love.
Okay.
You dirty little pig.
Good. I hope so, because I'm hungry.
Environmentally friendly.
Oh, my gosh.
So traditional agriculture practices are fundamental in the world's food supply chain, but have become at a great cost. They summarized by an online, they give this whole thing, basically saying farming is killing the planet. I'll read it word for word. Resource-intensive industry of food production requires large amounts of fresh water, significant land use, more specifically half of the world's habitable acreage. No, that can't be true. One second. Let me read that again.
Okay.
Before I go off on this, I want to make sure I'm reading this right.
Okay.
Resource-intensive industry of food production requires large amounts of fresh water. Yes. Significant land use. Sure. More specifically, half of the world's habitable acreage. And it's responsible for more than one quarter of the greenhouse gas emissions. Both of those last two things are lies. Habitable?
Now, wait a minute. Whoa,
it's saying half of the habitable earth, space, like land, is being used for agriculture. You can live in the desert.
You can live anywhere.
You can live in the grass. Like, you can live, like, farming is huge. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, I know what they're saying. Because habitable land is where farms already are.
Yeah.
Where people already live.
We haven't killed half of farmers yet.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Like the state of Wyoming that all disappeared out of nowhere.
It needs to.
When all that rare earth materials were
showed
found.
Up under them. Yeah. What are the odds?
You know, we literally have heard nothing from anybody from Wyoming.
Like, what do you mean?
No, a listener wrote in about that.
Really?
Yeah. Because they're all dead.
Is there anyone from Wyoming out there?
I'll check on the actual listener base.
Hello? 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 Wyoming? Nobody.
All right, so when cultured meat harvest and 3D printing tech helps. Currently, the majority of livestock are reared in constrained animal feeding operations, causing environmental, public health, and food security concerns, said Abbott, who co-leads a project team researching the feasibility of 3D printed high-end cut of cultured meat. 3D-dimensional printed meat will reduce agricultural land use, water consumption, greenhouse gas emissions, and improve energy efficiency. How does it improve? Wait. How does it improve energy efficiency?
I feel like, stop. Why are you questioning this? What are you doing?
So I think it's really funny. They have a cons thing on their website too.
Oh, no.
Because they're like, well, here's the pros and here's the cons. I think the cons are really funny.
I cannot wait to hear what they are.
Okay, why don't you guess?
I honestly have no idea what they're going to say. None of them will say that the food that you're going to eat is probably going to cause inflammation in your stomach and your intestines and probably going to make you feel like shit for a while.
So, yeah, so what do you think? Any guesses? Any guesses what they say are cons?
No, I can't imagine. I would just please read one.
Causes colon cancer.
Right? We know
that.
They
didn't put that. I'm just joking.
Oh, okay. I was saying, that's honest.
Wouldn't that be surprising? No, it's costly right now. The lab at Concoct University. I'm going to guess that's an Asian place. It looks like an Asian word, like Chinese.
Oh, okay.
Like Bangkok.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Says the cultured meat cost about how much you guess a kilogram?
I couldn't tell you. I don't even know how big a kilogram is.
Less than a pound.
Okay, I don't know.
Less than a pound.
A quarter?
Is it more than a pound or something?
No, less. It's got to be less. A kilogram has got to be less than a pound.
Okay, so how much do you think it costs per pound to produce this meat?
So regular meat is like,
I can tell you about. No, I can't tell you cost because it changes. It fluctuates.
Right.
Cows.
Ballpark.
Take like 113 gallons of water per pound to produce, and I think it's 27 pounds of food to produce 1 pound of cow flesh.
Okay.
So whatever it costs to feed that cow 37 pounds and 110 gallons of water per finished carcass weight.
Okay. I don't know.
So a 35-pound bag of cow feed's about $20. But when you're buying bulk, it gets cheaper. 100 gallons of water is like $13.
Okay.
That can't be right. Anyways.
I have no idea.
$700 per kilogram.
What?
It costs $700 per kilogram to make. As for the equipment, the average cost of a 3D printer, just for the nozzle, is between $1,000 and $500.
Let's burn these places down.
For a diner's perspective, this would put a price tag on a 3D printed steak that would be cost. Okay. If the 3D printed steak costed you $20 to $30, or if a normal steak, sorry, could cost you $20 or $30, it would be on the high end of around $950. Difficult to produce. Comparative to 3D printed foodstuffs like chocolates and pastas, 3D printed meat ranks low in the printability. It does, for whatever reason, living tissue does not like to be extruded and glued to each other.
Why?
I don't know.
What do you mean? It's good for you.
Yeah. So there's a big, they have a big thing about that. It just, that's it. Like, living tissues don't want to be.
Oh, so the con is it kind of falls apart.
It doesn't like it.
More than normal meat.
It screams a lot when we're doing it, and we don't like that.
Yeah.
It keeps growing eyes and vocal cords and saying how we're going to burn in hell.
Is there someone we can talk to that can, I don't know, cut these things' vocal cords, and then we can experiment on them?
The next one is regulatory challenges. Food regulations are still coming around to allow 3D printed meats into the market. Regulatory frameworks specifically for 3D printed meats in the Food and Drug Administration of the United States Department of Agriculture remain ongoing development. 3D printed meats can be considered a novel food according to the FDA, in which clear regulatory pathways for this product or cell cultivated meat have been in works since 2019. That said, bakery-based Upside Foods, a startup in growing cultivated chicken meat, became the first to press the pre-market consolations from the FDA for human food products made from cultured animal cells. And in 2023, it also received full regulatory approval from the FDA in the U.S. production and selling cultivated chicken products.
Wow. Sounds...
I know a lot of places are pushing back on this. I think Florida literally, as we're recording this, just passed a law like a week ago about not allowing this in the state.
Good.
And what I can't remember what podcast I listened to was complaining about it.
Good.
Being like, no, it should. And it was Joe Rogan. It was Joe Rogan's podcast.
Okay.
Which I guess he's right in some ways about this specific subject.
Sure.
Is that it should be a choice thing. They should make it very obvious.
Right.
If they make it very obvious, if there's rules about that, 3D printed, chemically cultured, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care what you do. Right. You should be able to, you're an adult human, should be able to make whatever choice they want. If they want to do this, eat this, sure. My fear is them hiding it.
100%.
And then be like, yeah, you've all been eating children's steaks.
You sound like Bill Gates. You've all been eating my lab. I can't do the voice.
You've all been eating my children's steaks.
Children. I grew these children in my basement after I injected them with my chemicals in their arms, and I got a lot of money for it. So it's okay. But we need to do better. You know, global health is important.
Have more kid meat.
Yes, kid meat's good for my skin. And grows my. I went from a B cup to a double C. They're extra perky now with the soy burger.
But yeah, that's pretty much all I got for that.
It's here. Try my number one.
But there is
one
also 3D printed meat that is, like I said, like the plant based stuff,
right?
Like the mix of both,
right?
And
the mash.
I think that was the first one that like really got pushed.
Yeah.
Like where you could see it, like because you could, that was kind of the novel thing about it.
You could see the beans and the corn still in it?
No.
Oh.
But like you could watch it print a steak.
Oh, right, exactly.
And then
yes,
you could take it and like leave the store.
Right, yeah.
And so those things do exist. They're kind of the hybrid between the two.
Gotcha. I thought you were talking about the original like veggie type burgers where you can see the veggies still in it.
No, that's different. So I dated a girl that was vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
And like the bean burgers. Are different because you can. There's nobody lying.
I mean, I'm sure there's still awful things in them, but it's not being deceptive. It's right there, and it tells you what it is.
It was pretty much. It was like a black bean burger. It's pretty much like onion soup
Yeah.
But pressed into a patty.
I'm sure there was still, like, some chemicals, you know, to hold it together.
Everything is.
Everything has it now.
You're drinking Gatorade, and
it's
drinking
full of chemicals,
cider.
Mm-hmm. Well, yours is better than mine. I'm for your health.
I doubt this one is.
Than this?
You know, it was a Blake's.
How many ingredients you got on that besides water?
Oh, besides water?
All right, I've got 11 and a Gatorade Zero.
Oh my gosh, they make it so hard to read.
11. Well, you have bad eyes to begin with, right?
Hard cider, water, cane sugar, apple juice from concentrate, malic acid, honey, natural flavors.
There it is.
Carbon dioxide, sulfates for preservatives.
So you had 8, I counted, minus the water.
Yeah.
I had 11.
But once again, that natural preservatives thing could be 85 chemicals.
Or natural flavors.
Oh, did I say natural?
Preservatives, yeah.
Natural flavors.
I know what you meant, though.
Could be 85 different chemicals.
Absolutely. But it's natural. You know, it's good for you.
Everything's natural.
So this is all good for you.
You know what I mean? Cobalt and lithium are natural. If you put them in your body, you will die.
You know what else is natural?
Radiation.
That's natural.
Lava. I'm just naming things that are... Lava, in nature, that you can go pick up and put in your body, and it'd be very bad for you to do.
Me taking a big crap on your back porch, and taking a big old chomp out of it, that's natural. Yeah, should I do it? No.
You should.
There's probably more nutrients in that than there is in this Beyond Burger than a 3D printed. I'd rather eat a 3D printed turd by me. I'll d- End it there. I'm sorry. End it there. End it there.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.